We're ready to wrap up the Utah Priorities Project for 2016. After looking at issues as varied as crime, homelessness, air quality, the economy, and public education, we've arrived at the top of the list of voter concerns identified in a statewide survey. And that top concern is healthcare. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Utah Foundation has conducted the Utah Priorities Project in years with an election for governor since 2004. We survey voters statewide, asking what issues they think are the most important. With the help of Dan Jones and Associates, we look at their answers and compile a top 10 list of voter concerns. Utah Foundation research analyst Christopher Collard outlined the response to questions about healthcare.
So overall, about 70% of Utah voters were highly concerned about healthcare. That's a 4 or 5 on a 5-point scale. That's roughly the same amount of people who gave a similar ranking in 2012. The difference this year is more people gave it the highest ranking and fewer people gave it a 1 or 2 and kind of moved up on the scale. The people who cared the most about healthcare tended to be those who were liberal, who belonged to the Democratic Party. Hispanic voters also tended to give higher priority to healthcare, and women over men gave more importance to healthcare as an issue.
More than half the survey respondents said the cost of healthcare was their main concern, more than those who said providing care for the poor or who felt keeping their own doctors was a priority. But Collard says the political debate over healthcare kept the issue at the top of voters' minds.
We think there was a little bit of additional interest in healthcare that in this election cycle because of the debate in the state legislature about the expansion of Medicaid and also just kind of the rising costs of healthcare. And kind of we think there's a little bit of influence from the national level as well, where Obamacare is such a divisive issue, and that's kind of filtering down to how people think and what people think is important in the state.
But while it may not be obvious to Utah residents, our state is in a fortunate position, at least compared to the rest of the country. Dr. Vivian Lee is Senior Vice President for Health Sciences at the University of Utah.
Utah has the lowest healthcare costs per capita in the country, and we are consistently one of the healthiest, around number 6 or 7 in the country, which makes us in a very small and very special group of states. And there are many reasons for the low costs. One very obvious reason is that we are a very young state, and by being younger, we are by definition lower, we use fewer health care resources. But I also believe there are many other factors that have to do with our health care delivery systems. Intermountain has been known for many years for really using their data to try to improve efficiency and to keep costs down. The University of Utah is also among all the university hospitals in the country, one of the lowest cost providers. So our healthcare systems are very cost effective. And then there are other factors like another statistic for Utah is that we have one of the lowest end of life spends in the country, meaning that we have many fewer people who are dying in the intensive care units. People tend to go home here, be supported in their families and by their families, and so that very high end of life spending that we see in states like New York, where I used to live, that doesn't apply here as much. So many different factors, I think.
Those lower costs are not just in the form of charges at hospitals and clinics. The cost of health insurance in Utah is relatively low as well, though businesses in Utah might not think so as they juggle double-digit premium increases year after year. But Greg Polson, a senior vice president with Intermountain Healthcare, says many employers are doing a good job with their plans, and for those who can't get a plan at work, there's an effective alternative in the exchanges provided by the Affordable Care Act.
For those who have moved to the exchange, I think the answer is recognize that it will take some structural fixes. Hopefully those can be done in the next year. The exchange is still, for in 2017, relatively affordable to individuals, especially those that qualify for government subsidies, which would be people under 400% of the federal poverty level with household incomes under 400% of the federal poverty level. about almost $100,000 for a family of four. So most people would have access to that right now. Hopefully in the next 12 months we can make the structural changes that are necessary so that the system can be viable, hopefully more viable, going forward beyond next year. It's clearly available for next year. It's available today. The question really is whether the structural problems get fixed in the years beyond 2017.
Utah had a 28% increase in the number of enrollees under the Affordable Care Act last year, and as open enrollment begins again in November, advocates expect even more. But for many in the population that might otherwise be eligible for Medicaid, there's little help available. Jason Stevenson with the Utah Health Policy Project says that's one area where Utah is falling short.
Having an insurance card in your pocket gives you access to a doctor, to hospitals, to prescription drugs in a way that the uninsured can't. And their best recourse are charity care clinics or the emergency room. So the fact that Utah still has a higher average of uninsured than the national average, we're at about 10.5%, and the national average is about 8 or 9%, means that we're falling behind and that we still have many Utahns who, when they get sick or injured, really don't have an affordable option to get better, which can cause things like homelessness or losing your car and loss of workplace productivity.
The future of the Affordable Care Act depends, of course, on the outcome of the presidential and congressional elections, and it remains to be seen whether the Utah legislature will revisit the issue of Medicaid expansion after passing a very limited plan in its last session. Research briefs addressing each of the issues in the Utah Priorities Project are available online at utahfoundation.org, along with discussions of issues that didn't make it into the top 10, such as Utah's liquor laws and the ongoing debate over control of public lands. And your thoughtful comments are always welcome on the website. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.